Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And this, for me, Lee, is the end of Thanksgiving. Very sad.
Yes, it is always sad.
I took that extra Monday off. That was nice.
Good for you.
Get my head back in the game. How about you? Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes, it was good.
Good.
Nobody got hurt.
Nobody got hurt. Yes. That's always good.
Nothing burned down, so we're good.
3 years in a row at my house of an excellent turkey.
There you go. I'm proud of you. That's good.
Thanks to... no fault of my own, buying the Oster roaster, right, made just for turkeys. So all you have to do is turn it on, which is the kind of thing I need.
You know, you really...
just turn it on. I could do it.
You really need to work on the sales department here to get you an endorsement deal for them.
I should.
You know?
You know what? Because I hate to give it away for free.
Exactly. I'll bet you have been selling a bunch of those things for these folks.
I have. I had people messaging me, I kid you not, Lee, on Facebook, Thanksgiving Day. I got my Oster out and I have a question. Well, that's okay. There's like 1-800-Oster.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually got that, but I responded.
Yeah,
because I try to help. I want to help the people.
Because you care. You have empathy.
I care. Yeah. And the key, of course, I guess we're prepping for Christmas now, but the key, of course, is the temp thermometer.
Yes.
You just can't cook a
right.
turkey without
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
So that's what I've learned. So you need a temp thermometer.
Yeah.
Stick that sucker in. I had a guy debating with me, and I'm going to try it because I'm going to do it again for Christmas. By the way, my Thanksgiving is in such demand. My parent, my family have asked that I do it again for Christmas. So I'm very, very proud of that. But as you know, my many years of struggles to make a turkey or something approximating
yes.
a turkey, right? So this is a victory lap for moi. I have
yes.
made more crappy turkeys than ever. And my judge of that is my nephew, who went from eating my mom's very good turkeys to eating mine. And he would always tell me, I'd be like, no, it's great. It's great. He'd be like, no, it's not. It's not good. It's not good. And he actually came this year and said, this is so good. And I went, oh, thank God. Yes, you need the thermometer. You cannot skip that step. I had a guy debating me and saying, I take it to 165. He said, no. You could take it to only 157 and then let it cook the 40 extra minutes just sitting on the...
I have heard things to verify that, too. That it will, once you take it off, you're supposed to let meat rest anyway for
yes.
some period of time. And that it will continue to cook. But I have heard that theory, yeah.
Yeah, no, it works. It works great. It's funny. It'll go from 165 to 180 just sitting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
on the top of your stove with no additional heat, just
right.
sitting there. You'd think
yeah.
the temperature would go down, but it goes up. It's science, I guess. Anyway, so try that, do that. You'll make a wonderful turkey. It'll be great. So moving on, things I have heard from so many people in this audience who are facing just the unimaginable, and they're panicking. They have no one else to email about this, or very few people. They're losing their jobs because they don't want to get vaccinated. Many of them are healthcare workers. They've done thorough research. And they're very upset. So some good news on that front, I guess. We just had a court judge ruling that covered 10 states that said most of the health, not all, but most of the healthcare workers in the state, in other words, those the lawsuit applied to, they put off, they suspended the vaccine
right.
mandate temporarily. So we'll see what's up with that. Unfortunately, due to the piss poor leadership in the state, we have no leadership whatsoever. We have trying to look like we're leading while doing ribbon cuttings. We were not one of the states that sued, so we didn't get the relief. So I want you to understand who it is. If you're facing losing your job still, who is responsible for that? It is our governor, number one, our governor, who does not care if you have a job. Let's be clear about that. And it is also our attorney general, Alan Wilson. He could have sued and he chose not to. And so if you were facing firing and you're upset about that this morning, as many of you were over the weekend, just despondent over Thanksgiving, I ended up sending out a group me email with everybody's address to address it. If you're upset this morning, call Alan Wilson's office. Ask him to get the ball on the rub. We don't have time for him to mess around. And I think with Alan Wilson, I think the deal is that his wife is very pro-vaccine, and she's put videos up of them vaxxing their under 18-year-old son, and what a wonder that was. I mean, she's practically having a religious experience doing it. So I think that's what's going on in Alan's home. But unfortunately, in your home, you are trying to figure out how to pay your bills come January, and I'm really sorry for that. But the good news is that even without Alan Wilson's help or your governor's help, for the most part, we do see other attorney generals are suing on your behalf in other states where they care about workers and they care about medical privacy and they care about things like having enough doctors and nurses to man an emergency room for the clearly coming surge in COVID that we're going to have. We have one every 6 months like clockwork. Every country does. So when those, you know, when those emergency rooms are overwhelmed and you're waiting hours, again, Alan Wilson, Henry McMaster, that's who you need to call. They don't get it, but by this is time this is over, I think they will get it. They are making really, really bad decisions, and that's going to begin to come back to haunt them. But the cool thing is that we have had some progress. We did have 10 states where the vaccine mandate for healthcare workers was suspended. That is good news for anybody who would like to see, to receive care or to have surgery in the coming months. And so that's going on. And then we also had Biden suspending is the wrong way to put it. Delaying the federal worker firings.
Yeah.
That came out from ABC News. White House telling federal agencies they can hold off on suspending or firing federal workers for not complying with the vaccine mandate until after the holidays. So that's good. You get to go have some Christmas.
Thanks, Ebenezer.
Right. Without, you know, maybe you'll have a job, maybe you won't. It was just going to be you weren't going to have a job. So that's progress. And we're, you know, we're working our way through it. Literally, as the CEO of Moderna freaks the markets out by saying, ha, our shot not at work. Oh, sorry, no, but against variants. Yeah, no, maybe not. That is a marketing campaign. I'm going to pull out a series of articles from Business Insider and MSN.com that will blow your mind about the Omicron variant. This has been planned for a year. This is a vaccination campaign. Here, I'll go ahead and do it right now because I actually found this in, I have a database of 200,000 articles for this show. I keep it in a Gmail account, which is why Google loves me. And so I can search everything that I've ever done. I have it all. And this is unbelievable. This came up. I was searching for something else and I found it. The headline is Moderna is designing a new version of its COVID-19 shot to fight the variant first found in South Africa. Oh, cool. What's the date on this? Again, MSN. Moderna is designing a new version of its COVID-19 shot to fight the variant found in South Africa. January 25th, 2021. Year ago. Almost a year ago. Let me read the headline to you again. If you want to read this, and your jaw will hang open as you read it. It's almost a year old. Moderna is designing a new version of its COVID-19 shot to fight the variant first found in South Africa. Mainstream media, not me. And it was just in, it was in my inbox. It was one of the, my husband does a lot of show prep for the show. He sends a lot of stuff. And that was there and it popped right up and I was looking for something else. I was actually going to do a list of all the variants they've tried to scare us with because there've been so many that didn't catch on with the public. But yeah, that's the debate date, January 25th, 2021. So I looked at it, I was like, what are the odds? you know, this vaccine is supposed to come out in the next couple of months from Moderna, right? What are the odds? What are the odds that Moderna, that all of a sudden we have a South African variant scare? Right as the vaccine has been planned for a year for Moderna for the what? South African COVID variant comes out. Ah, what are the odds? Zero. This is not an accident. So let's see. I looked this up because I didn't know how many countries there were in the world. 195 countries. It's a lot of countries. And it just happens to come out of South Africa. The same country. Moderna said it would come out of when again? January 25th, 2021. Okay. Cool. What are the odds?
I would say astronomical.
Yeah, astronomical. There's no coincidence here. This is one big vaccine sales campaign. That's what this is. And that is why all of a sudden they are hysterical about this. Another thing that's interesting, I'm going to get into this later on the show, just to temper this Omicron stuff. It's UK Daily Mail almost a year ago now. And they reported something that was shocking to me at the time because I had no idea. And I've just still thought it was interesting enough. I kept it in a 3-foot-high stack of stuff I keep in here. At the time, and that was almost a year ago, there were 20,000 COVID variants circulating in the world. 20,000. So if Moderna is designing a new version of its COVID-19 shot, and it announced it in January of 2021, specifically to fight the variant first found in South Africa, and that's like a year ago, I'm thinking this thing's been around the world a few times. It ain't new. This is a vaccine campaign by Moderna. So what I would do is I'd buy Moderna stock. That's what I would do. Because they're obviously going to hype this thing. They're going to push it hard because they got to sell the shot. That year in development cost them money. They got to sell the shot. And this is why you're not hearing about the other 19,999 COVID variants, because Moderna does not have a shot they want to sell you or give you at government expense for those. And so that's why this one is the big deal right now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And this is what people are saying on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. I'm just so glad to be back. You come back refreshed. I do. I had a great break. Wonderful time. We did a bunch of hiking, a bunch of hanging out with the family. It was just a great Thanksgiving. So I am actually pumped up to be back. Although, do you go through the thing the night before? It's just a fit of grief. Not a big one, but a fit of, because you've had, you know, maybe you had a great holiday. It was very restful. And you get over it by the time you hit the next morning. So yeah, I had a little of that last night just because I had such a great time with the kids. It was truly a great Thanksgiving holiday, like family Thanksgiving. I spent a lot of time planning our hiking trips. We took road trips. We did so much. We had family movie days. It was cool. We just vegged, basically. So I'm glad to be back. It was nice to just shut it all off for a while and just to forget about it all. And then you wake up to this, you know, Omicron mess. Doesn't have a feel to it like it was scheduled. Like it didn't happen organically. Like it was scheduled. Well, we'll terrify the people coming out of Thanksgiving. It's a good time to start the Moderna vax campaign. I mean, the fear of, we've discovered Omicron. I have people, by the way, demanding this article. Go to my Facebook page. You should read this. It'll blow your mind. It's right here. It is MSN.com, okay? This is not a conspiracy. Well, it is a conspiracy website because it's mainstream media and they lie so much. Go read this. They think we're stupid. The headline is, but you can find on my Facebook page, not my personal page, my show page. I got two. On the personal page, there's only ever just the podcast. That's it. But to go to the show page, Tara Servatius fan page. You'll see it. Moderna is designing a new version of its COVID-19 shot to fight the variant first found in South Africa. Like, what? I'm not surprised. Well, here's the problem. The date it was published, January 25th, 2021, almost a year ago. Wait, what? Moderna began developing a shot for the South African variant a year ago? Yep, it's when they announced it. And wouldn't you know, what are the odds that just as the shot comes out, we have a variant from where? Say it with me. A year later, we have a variant from where? South Africa. How many countries are there on Earth? 195. What are the odds it comes out of South Africa? Zero. This is not a coincidence. This is a vaccine campaign and a scare tactic. This is them trying to reassert themselves. I think, and so if you want to read the article, I mean, it's mind blowing. It's Moderna back then, and there's quotes, and we think we're going to need a Moderna vaccine for a South African variant. How do you know that? A year in advance. Because it's all fake. Again, we'll dive into this later on in the show. We'll go back to the UK Daily Mail story that knocked my socks off. 20,000 variants of COVID in circulation. 20,000. And that was a year ago. But they make it sound like there's just like one. And you got to be terrified and go run around with your hair on fire and be very afraid and put the mask on even if Biden doesn't wear one anywhere he goes, that it's required. But you have to and get the shot even though it doesn't seem to do much after 6 months. And make Moderna rich. First, you don't think, you know what? I watched this and I'm like, I'm talking to my husband. Are like, we're mad at Moderna. And they were like, yeah, I guess we should buy the stock. I guess we should. Moderna CEO is brilliant how he's playing this too. If you look at the market. He goes and does, he was trending. He's trending on Twitter this morning because he terrified the liberals there. He terrified the liberals because he told them, well, I don't think our current shot can handle this. I just don't think it can. Yeah, because a new one's coming out. He wants you to not think your shot will work, so you go get another one, and he gets rich. It's not like this is a mystery or conspiracy. They told us what they were going to do a year ago. MSN.com, y'all. Business Insider had the same article. Liberal publications, very mainstream. God, does anyone Google in this country anymore before they do a story? Does anyone say, wow, so you're telling me this Omicron variant comes out with full blast PR campaign just in time for the Moderna vaccine created to combat it? Same time. God, the odds. I wish I'd read this article more closely a year ago. I would have invested. So once you understand what this is, you know what's going to be really interesting here, too? I pulled this. Okay. They're sending Anthony Fauci, with his long, long, long record of lying to the American people, particularly the terrifying lies about who, me? No, I didn't. I didn't do gain-of-function research to create killers in partnership with our worst enemy on earth, the Chinese. Me? No. Did I give them a technology? Shoot, no. And then his own agency says, yes, he did. Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. We did do gain-of-function. And he's still out there on television claiming he didn't. And they're going to send this guy out to sell this mess for Moderna? To sell it for the Democrats? That's who you're going to send out? I don't understand for the life of me. If I was the Moderna CEO, right, and I was running a totally jacked up vaccine campaign disguised as a new variant, it's not new at all. I'd be calling the White House, man. I'd be like, you got to get rid of Fauci. You know why? He's not popular. Rasmussen just did a poll. 53% of the country thinks he's lying. So I think they need a bigger, better, badder liar. Just get another one. I'm sure there's some bureaucrat they could trot out. I wouldn't run this campaign with this guy. I mean, me personally. As a person who plans to buy Moderna stock, because I'm cash in. When they miraculously announce, we have the Omicron variant vax. We have it. We've had it all along for a year. Well, that means the variant's been around for like a year, doesn't it? Like, if you knew, then it can't be that dangerous. Folks, again, there are 19,999 other variants circulating. God knows which one you had. They've been there the whole time. So, yeah, there you go. This ain't a story, folks. It's a vaccine campaign run by your government that lies to you endlessly. This, like I said, they need a better, bigger, better, badder liar. And Fauci in it. By the way, did you see the poll that came out? I didn't even get to this last day of the show. Was it Tuesday? Came out, 73% of Americans said they're done with COVID. We're done. We're done. It's not affecting my life anymore. I'm finished. I'm just done. I'm over it. So I hope, I really, really, really hope that people just go with that. Get on with your life.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Good morning and glad to be back in the seat. I got folks on the text line thanking me for my Thanksgiving cooking advice. Great radio and great eats. You can't beat. Thank you very much. Texter writes, Tara, cannot find that article on MSN. Can you give me a little more info on where to find that about Moderna? Yeah, it's right on my Facebook page. So I don't make it hard. Somebody else just sent me another article. This was the Forbes version of the Moderna announcement. It, too, is dated the 25th January, 2021. Headline, Moderna launches trial for COVID-19 vaccine booster to tackle South African strain. That's how they're gonna have a shot out so fast. They just did a announcement the other day that's gonna come out beginning of 2022. This is a vaccine campaign, folks, for a product that is being run by the government. It's a scam. Moderna began developing a vaccine to combat the South African variant almost a year ago. But it's new, man. It's new. Okay, whatever. So I just pushed the Forbes article too. So I got two of them there for you. One from each side of the aisle. Forbes on the right, MSN on the left. So we have Moderna 4 year developing a vaccine against the South African variant, and just as the shot rolls out, hot damn, there's the South African variant. What are the odds? There's no odds, folks. These half the country is so gullible; they can hose them with anything. Okay, so I got both the articles up on my Facebook page. So if you want them, you have to go there. That's how it works, but it'll drop your jaw. Texter writes, let's see, unfortunately, people can't get on with their lives. This is the final week they are employed with Prisma if they choose not to bend the knee. Sunday is the deadline or they are forced to voluntarily resign. Texter writes, Tira, the left can't count that high. That's why we only stop at one that's been around a year or more. That's a bunch of lying socialist scumbags. So said Roger. Another texter writes, hi, Tara and Lee. Moderna stock is down 8% in the last 5 days. Get it now. Another texter writes, yeah, see, this is exactly where I was going. Omicron is a distraction from the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. Yes, it is. So is the whole thing with Kyle Rittenhouse and all the other stuff that's going on right now. This is really interesting, okay? What has just happened here? There's a couple of things that have just happened here with Epstein that are unbelievable. It is really clear that the elites do not want anybody to know who was on Epstein's flights and who Ghislaine Maxwell recruited girls for. That's why Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. And so here's what just happened, okay? Two crazy things. The judge in the case, Allison Nathan, on Wednesday, November 17th, was nominated to serve on the Second Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals. So she's been presiding over the trial of the sex predator, Jeffrey Epstein's associate, Ghislaine Maxwell, on sex trafficking charge. Now, we have photos, we have all kinds of media evidence of all kinds of famous people going to these islands, including Bill Gates. And so this is a problem. So all of a sudden, smack in the middle of this trial, she gets a plum appointment to the Second Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals. Cool. What'd she do to earn that? I don't know, but I think the timing is interesting that she granted a request. Are you ready for that? This is ridiculous. She granted a request to redact and hide sensational and impure information from the public during trial. Wait, who asked for this request? Ghislaine Maxwell's team. Sensational and impure material. Oh, like who might have been involved in the trysts? That is standard fare. We should know that. It is absurd the judge has granted this. That is a height of public information. But yet, Judge Nathan grants Ghislaine Maxwell's request that evidence in the trial be redacted to hide sensational and impure information. This never happens. Folks, I cut my teeth as a crime reporter covering prostitution and drug conspiracy cases. The federal courts, they don't hide this stuff. They don't. They might hide the victims' names if they're underage. That's not unusual. Or if they were at the time, but they don't hide the perps. They don't hide those details. Unless, yeah. Then it gets even crazier. Did you hear what happened? Your federal government's lying to you about Jeffrey Epstein. And that was uncovered by the left-wing publication Business Insider. So they did a FOIA request for 2,000 flight records, right? FAA says, no can do, not turning them over. One of the periods for the flight records that they requested was 2013 through 2016. Right? So who's getting on Jeffrey's 4 private jets? Boy, wouldn't you like to know? I'd like to know. And the FAA says, oh, we don't have that. We don't have the 704 previously unknown flights, so we cannot provide them to you in your Freedom of Information Act request. They lied. They had them. And those morons at the FAA, who are apparently too stupid to respond to a Freedom of Information Act request, accidentally attached records showing they have records of the flight. So there's 704 previously unknown flights on Epstein's planes between 2013 and 2016. The FAA previously said, we do not have, no can do. They did have them. Now, the records that were attached do not have the details of who was in the planes. But this is a problem for the FAA because they said they didn't exist. And so now Business Insider knows they exist. So does the judge and so do the attorneys. They know the FAA lied. God, this is all so convenient. So that what that's going to do is boomerang it back. The Business Insider is going to go back to the judge and say, you got to turn them over. They lied to us. And those flights are not in a file that protects them. So they're going to go after this. This is going to take a couple of months probably to get this. Maybe they'll get it. But maybe the judge will order it. That'd be cool. Now, wait. Sorry, she's owned. Never mind. Now, we're not going to get real justice that way. So I want to know who's on those flights. This whole thing, folks, it's the whole political class. It's all of them. It's a lot of big, nasty names. Come on, Google Epstein flight. Everybody's been on one. And the FAA lied to you about that. Disgusting. You know what that is, folks? Just that is the federal government protecting child molesters. Brought to you with your taxpayer dollars. All right, coming up on the show. Twice in the last 2 weeks, the Biden administration told you the truth about what they're actually planning energy-wise, and it's pretty terrifying. They plan to take millions of cars off the road, and they plan to do away with fossil fuels, oil, and natural gas by 2030. I think, wait a minute, it's 2022 almost. Yeah, no, 8 years. Well, that'd be devastating. Yeah, it would. Yeah, it hurt. And this is because there's nothing to replace it with. I mean, maybe someday, and that'd be really cool if we can get all of our energy from wind and solar. But we don't even have wind and solar. They would take years to build. They want to build them off the coast all the way around the country, which will go over just smashingly with seaside towns and businesses. You know, the very ones who don't even want oil wells off the coast. And they've been telling us what they're going to do. And nobody on our side is listening to them. And we need to start listening because this whole gas prices are through the roof thing, that's not an accident. That's on purpose. That's the plan. And Biden said as recently as 2 weeks ago, he's taking millions of cars off the road. How's he going to do that? He didn't say. And then John Kerry says, yeah, by 2030, we're not going to be using the fossil fuels anymore. We're not going to be doing that. Oh, anybody care to follow up? Because that's something pretty radical. I mean, if we had a way to do that, like there was a physical way to do that, like I'd love to hear it, but they don't have one. In fact, this is why I've been saying on my podcast, this is a doomsday cult we're dealing with. There is a doomsday cult in charge of our country and what they believe. What they believe is that they can, that the problem is that the oil companies are bad and they are somehow keeping, and the natural gas companies, they are somehow keeping us from developing alternative sources of fuel. And so if you just bankrupt them or make their product so expensive that nobody can buy it, then guess what? We'll just somehow magically start using other kinds of energy and they'll appear and they'll be demand for them and we'll build them real fast. But what if that doesn't happen? They don't have a plan for that. If you want to understand our energy policy, it is literally, let's bankrupt the oil companies. Let's make energy so expensive it cripples the American people. And they will demand new forms of energy. And plus, the old forms will be so expensive that the new forms will look cheap. Okay, but do y'all have proof this would happen? No. They just figure it will. Which leads to crazy talk like this. It's John Kerry and See, I don't know why it's not playing. Let's try it again. Yeah, can you turn the audio on real quick? Is it on? Let's try it. No audio today. Okay, we'll figure it out. Huh. Audio is not on. Weird. Wow. Okay. This is going to complicate the show, but that's all right. We'll figure it out. Yeah. So John Kerry said that last week that they're going to get rid of coal by 2030. Well, the problem with that, it's about a quarter to a third, depending on the region of the country, of our energy supply. So you can't just turn that off. I mean, you'd have to have the wind farms, the solar farms in play. I mean, we're talking about massive. We're talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of square miles. They're not going to have that in 8 years. So, anyway, let's, sorry about that. I'll get it worked out at the break. Texter writes, I'm beginning to like Joe Biden more and more. He's done more for Trump's popularity than Fox News and Newsmax ever could. Another texter writes, Tara Carr's for me and not for thee. Another texter writes, FAA is an example of what America is facing now. People that are working in positions that are on their way out over their ski via affirmative action, etc. Perhaps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.